Happy Labor Day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, every year we celebrate the American laborer with a holiday that lets him kick back and get a day off. Except it seems to me that if you really wanted to do something for the American laborer, you'd give him a day on. Between the unemployed and the underemployed, we've now got 41 million people who've had all the days off they can stand. Yet you look around, you mean to tell me there isn't something productive that those 41 million people could be doing? Like everything's been fixed, everything's running just right, there are no more roads and bridges to repair, no parks to maintain, no graffiti to be cleaned, plenty of cops, plenty of teachers? Of course there'd be plenty for them to do, but artificial government-created jobs are out of style, so we have to wait for naturally created jobs to appear, and wait, and wait, and wait. I keep seeing reports that a lot of jobs that involve making things, like building homes and cars, are never coming back, and that what you need to do, if you haven't done it yet, is get a 4-year college degree. So if you're 40 or 50 and out of work, go to college, then try again. I would imagine if Labor Day was a day when anybody who wanted labor in the form of a job you could live on would get one for at least a year, where everyone who's tired of getting just an unemployment check could be assigned an actual job that pays real wages. But no, we have to wait for things to heal themselves, which by one estimate could take until 2018. Well, at least that gives you plenty of time to finish college. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.